Vestiaire du Rocket de Laval. Devant moi se trouve le gardien Michael McNiven qui souligne son retour à Laval avec une victoire en prolongation. Michael, first of all, welcome back in this dressing room that you know so very well. Good result tonight, 5-4 in overtime, to finally get your chance to play tonight.
It was a fun game. It was nice to be home with the guys, and it was nice to play in front of the Montreal fans too. And you know, we played great today, and you know, they helped me a lot. And you know, getting back and used to the game, it helped me.
You're used to face a lot of shots in the ECHL, and you had a lot of looks tonight against you, but you were able to make a key saves at the right time on the ice.
I think positionally, my team helped me out, like I said, and the more shots they keep on the outside, the easier it is for me, and they did a good job of that today. So. I would have, probably would have liked to get a lucky bounce here and there with a few of those goals. But, I'm going to get back to work tomorrow and practice some of the mistakes that I thought I made for my face game back so I don't do it again.
How difficult is this season for you playing in the ECHL and waiting for your chance in the AHL?
I think, the way I had my positive mind, every day going to bed and getting up in the morning, checking all my boxes, it helped me get along the way. And, I'm here now, so, I'm happy to get the opportunity, and I just got to keep working the same way every day.
How did you feel when you got the call to come to Laval?
I was excited. I wasn't sure what the reasoning was. Last time when I got called up, all of a sudden I was going somewhere else shortly after. So, it was nice to see the come into practice yesterday and be around the guys. And a lot of these guys have been my friends for a few years now. So, like I said, it's nice to be home and be in front of a team like this.
Do you feel any nerves before getting the start tonight?
I wouldn't say before. I think, maybe the first couple minutes on the ice, it felt good again to be on the ice, and it was a little nerve-wracking, but, second shot went in, but after that, I felt, fine, and I got the jitterbugs out after the first.
How did it feel playing in front of the Place Bell crowd? We know yesterday you were talking about being looking forward to playing in front of them.
Like I said, it was great, and, the last couple of years, I don't think I've seen that many fans there. I hear it's on a consistent basis, so that's really nice too. And definitely the fans in Montreal, get the team a long ways, and they're a big part of us.
When did you know you were going to start tonight?
I found out this morning when I got to the rink. So I was excited for the opportunity, and I wasn't really expecting it, to be honest, but it is what it is. The team fought hard in front of me tonight, and I tried to do the same for them.
And how were you approaching the start? We all know about how your year has gone playing for all those different ECHL teams, and you have the opportunity to return to the AHL tonight. We know how crowded the crease has been and how you've wanted to play. You feel as if you've been saying that almost every opportunity you've had here in front of us. So what was your approach to this particular game for you?
I wouldn't say I changed my approach at all. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like playing a game in Norfolk, Jacksonville, Adirondack, and Laval. It's all the same thing. And, I just got to prepare the same way and get ready for it. So, like I said, the team played great in front of me today. And they helped me adjust a lot with the way they played tonight. So I'm looking forward to, hopefully sticking around for a bit longer.
And do you have any indication about what your time with the team is going to be after tonight? I know you mentioned practicing for tomorrow, but anything else you know after that?
Honestly, I have no clue. They haven't talked to me at all about it. All I know is I'm here, and I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.